AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news in the investigation into the San Bernardino, California shootings. A U.S. official tells us that shooter Saeed Farouk's wife, Tashfeen Malik, pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group using a Facebook alias. Malik and Farouk opened fire on his co-worker's holiday party on Wednesday, killing 14 people and wounding 21 before dying in a gunfight with police. Lieutenant Mike Madden was first on the scene.
It was unspeakable, the carnage that we were seeing, the number of people who were injured and unfortunately already dead.
Fellow Muslim Rahman Ali attended the same mosque as Farouk and is stunned by what he's hearing.
For him to do something like this is, you know, it's very shocking, mind-blowing for all of us. We're all here, you know, we're in shock.
Counter-terror expert Michael Leitner says this is beginning to look like a terror attack, though investigators have not reached that conclusion officially.
At least for now, it's leaning in that direction.
Farouk was born in the U.S. His wife was Pakistani. The U.S. and its allies are increasing airstrikes on Islamic State group positions in Syria. And this morning, a French journalist held hostage by the militants says that may be a mistake. He says it may be forcing Syrians to rely on the Islamic State group for protection. Nicholas Hennen describes the airstrikes as a trap that plays into the hands of the militants. The Fed will be looking over the November jobs report. Solid hiring, but that good news makes it more likely that the Fed will raise interest rates this month. Right now, the Dow is up 270 points, repeating our top story. In the investigation in the California shootings, a U.S. official says the wife pledged allegiance to ISIS. This is AP Radio News. The Senate has turned down a couple of ideas about gun purchases. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein's measure would have blocked anyone the government suspects is a terrorist from buying a gun. It was rejected on a party-line vote. Another proposal came from Texas Senator John Cornyn. He said prosecutors should be allowed to delay gun sales to suspected terrorists for 3 days while officials try to get the sale blocked. The vote on his measure was 55 to 44, short of the 60 votes it needed. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
After some Chipotle restaurants were linked to dozens of cases of E. coli, the company is now saying it will test all of the produce before it's shipped to restaurants. And it says it will ramp up employee training for food safety and handling. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.